NAVED TRA 14167 Foxtrot, Naval Safety Supervisor, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 8, Naval Aviation Safety. 1. What are the potential causes of damage and injury? Hazards. 2. Who directs and supervises the Naval Aviation Safety Program? Director Air Warfare, November 88. 3. Who advises and aids the CNO in formulating, administrating, and monitoring the Naval Aviation Safety Program? COMNAV SAFESEN. 4. Aircraft controlling custodians must set up and maintain a Command Aviation Safety Program. Who manages the program? ASO, Alpha Sierra Oscar. 5. 4 hazards require a special HR format: bird and bat strikes, near mid-air collisions, physiological episodes, and what other hazards? Embarked landing. 6. What instruction recommends that the AMBs conduct both the investigation of the hazard and the preparation of the HRs? OPNAV Instruction 3750.6 Romeo. 7. FMs are mishaps in which intent for flight existed at the time of the mishap and in which what amount or greater damage to DoD aircraft occurred? $10,000. 8. What is a mishap in which intent for flight existed at the time of the mishap and in which less than $10,000 damage to DoD aircraft occurred and $10,000 or more total damage or a defined injury or death occurred? FRM, Foxtrot Romeo Mike. 9. What is a mishap in which no intent for flight existed at the time of the mishap and DoD aircraft loss or $10,000 or more aircraft damage and or property damage or defined injury occurred? AGM, Alpha Golf Mike. 10. What type of mishap is one in which the total cost of property damage, including aircraft damage, is $1 million or greater or in which an aircraft is destroyed or missing? Class A. 11. What type of mishap is one in which the total cost of property damage, including all aircraft damage, is $200,000 or more, but less than $1 million? Class B. 12. What type of mishap is one in which the total cost of property damage, including all aircraft damage, is $10,000 or more, but less than $200,000? Class C. 13. There are now how many different injury classifications? 8. 14. We use what to provide interested commands with information about significant naval aircraft mishaps? Mishap reports, Mike Romeos. 15. You must submit an initial MR by message within what time frame for all Class A and Class B aviation mishaps? 4 hours. 16. An aircraft mishap board investigates and reports each naval FM, FRM, and AGM according to what instruction? OPNAV Instruction 3750.6 Romeo. 17. What reports are important in preventing the recurrence of aircraft mishaps? MIRs, Mike India Romeos. 18. An MIR has how many parts? 2. 19. Submit MIRs within how many calendar days following the mishap? 30. 20. For all Class A mishaps, endorsements go through the what? Naval Safety Center. 21. What files contain a record of recommendations submitted to eliminate hazards? MISTRAC. 22. COMNAV SAFESEN provides action agencies with a listing of all MISRECs under their responsibility how often? Semi-annually. 23. The commanding officer of an activity appoints an aviation safety officer as specified in what instruction? OPNAV Instruction 3120.32 Charlie. 24. Who acts as principal advisor to the commanding officer on all aviation safety matters? Aviation Safety Officer Alpha Sierra Oscar. 25. What identifies report requirements and specifies the conditions under which you report mishaps and injuries to the Commander, Naval Safety Center? OPNAV Instruction 3750.6 Romeo. 26. We accomplish hazard detection most often at what level? Squadron. 27. The recommended frequency of formal NAV-SafeSend surveys is every how often? 2 years. 28. On the flight line, noise levels can exceed how many decibels? 150. 29. Exposures above what sound intensity without hearing protection can cause hearing damage? 84 decibels. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.